Blog Talk Radio.
My plan is to get funding for our public schools, to fight for Medicaid expansion, and to grow our community when it comes to economic growth. Businesses, we need some small businesses. When our community thrives, we thrive. Offer jobs and trainings and workshops. We have so many people that have a desire to open a business but don't know how to.
Right.
So we provide them the tools and the finances. Yes.
I said, Pastor, we're getting ready to go live.
Okay.
See, I know you ain't had your nap today, so you see what time it is.
And you're by yourself.
Oh, yeah, and I'm by myself today. Yeah, my,
Make sure First Lady make sure you get your nap.
Yes, and God knows I need my nap. So.
I'm the same way. I am no good without a nap. I got to get me a little rest then so I can be up to par. Otherwise, I'm like, I don't have no energy. Okay, tag and share. Oh, we're already live. No countdown.
It's on your page.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Share. Oh, it used to be a watch party.
Yeah.
It used to be.
Yeah, right there. And that's not it.
I wonder what happened.
Okay, go down and share it again, maybe.
Oh, Diego.
All right.
Yes.
All right. The numbers are coming on in.
Mm-hmm. brother, my assistant. Yeah, they coming in.
I'm trying to look at both sides' comments on the regular live and on the watch party. Can you see them?
Y'all all have iPhones, don't you?
No, yeah. I don't have iPhones.
Oh, I do.
Okay. I'm, well, for my iPhone customers, I'm getting ready to get a mirror system. Y'all will be able to see the comments. There'll be another monitor around.
Oh.
Y'all will be able to actually see the comments on the screen.
I can bring my iPad, too.
Then I can mirror it. I'm working on doing that now. A lot of people tell me that they would love to be able to look at the comments.
Right.
Yeah. Make it so much easier.
Right. Well, you know, that's why we'll do, I just do a little watch party. I, even though you can't see the live comments, but you can see our watch party. Well, you can see a watch party comments. Yeah. Because you're streaming over there, I can't see it from here. Only the watch party. Coming on in.
Oh, we done jumped up that fast.
Last Friday it was showing 1,300 viewers, but then when they look, it was only like 500 views. So those are the ones that watch behind. They don't actually click on it, right?
Oh, so it still show you.
It'll show how many people are watching you. It say 1,300, but.
You can listen,
right?
Without clicking,
yeah, to open it up, right?
Without clicking, I didn't realize that
people do that.
Mhm.
Yeah.
They don't want you to know.
They're on there, right?
That doesn't really make sense. Why people
just
say that. I think people are sometimes, I don't know.
They just watch behind the scenes.
But that's just.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to be engaged, you might as well go be engaged all the way through.
Right. Say hello. How you doing?
That could really have a shared hate of them. Let me say this.
All right. 34, last 30-some seconds now. Okay, it's 30 there and 40 down here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm going to return the audio and see if you're ready when it comes on.
Okay. All righty. God bless, God bless. Welcome to Prophetic Fire, our broadcast. And, of course, it's me, Apostle Laura Campbell, your favorite show host. And I have a very special guest with me, and I am excited about her, Tamiette Thomas. Amen.
Yes.
Go ahead, Tamiette. Let's talk about you. I want to celebrate you.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you. This is our next candidate. This is our candidate, not next. She's now in running right now for the House of Representatives, right?
Yes.
15th District?
15th.
Okay, praise 15th. God. And she is a great woman of God. So I invited her on the show because, you know, I'm not all into the politics, but, you know, when you have someone that is running and they know more about it, and I wanted her to share a little bit about what it is about the politics, how she got in it, and what she's going to be doing for the Jacksonville community. And, of course, she is a woman of God. We are going to take some calls, and we are going to pray. We are going to speak into your lives. So do not go anywhere. Stay locked in. Now, let me introduce Tamia Thomas once again, and I'm going to let her talk. Amen. Go ahead, Tamia.
All right. Well, thank you, first and foremost, Apostle, for having me on tonight.
Yes.
Well, let me just tell you a little bit about who I am. Everybody say, who is she? Who is she?
Right.
So I am Tamia Thomas. I was born right here in the city of Jacksonville, right on the north side of town, coming right out of Washington Heights.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I am a mother. I'm a wife. I'm a grandmother of six.
Oh, wow.
I am an associate pastor at Innovative Empowerment Church.
Yes.
I am a business owner
of
two successful small businesses, and I am a now certified life coach.
Oh, wow.
But most importantly, I am the candidate for State Representative House District 15.
Oh, wow. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful. That is amazing. So, business owner.
Yes.
Running for House Representative.
Yes.
A co-pastor. Shout out to Innovative as
well. Yes, Innovative.
Apostle.
Where the power is in your choice.
Amen.
Overseer and Apostle Eric and Kenya Miller.
Amen. Amen. Shout out to the church. Shout out to Apostle Kenya Miller and her wonderful husband. So what got you into wanting to, you know, run for the House of Representatives?
So listen, if you would ask me this time last year,
right,
I couldn't even imagine going into politics.
Right.
The reason why I got into politics, this is my first political run.
Okay.
I always say this is my first run, but I'm not new to leadership.
Right.
And so one of the reasons why I got into politics is not really the politics part of it, but I'm a helper. I'm a servant.
Right.
And so I believe that District 15 needed a representation of someone who was integral, someone who had character, someone who was visible, someone who was accessible, and someone who was transparent.
Right.
And I believe that a good leadership, when you come from good leadership learns how to listen.
Right.
And when you listen to your constituents, you act upon what you heard.
Right. And I know that's one thing that the Lord showed me. You mean what you say.
Yeah.
You say what you mean and you do what you say.
Yeah.
So and we got so much going on right now in the world right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, God had given me something about the seats being transformed as far as like a musical chairs when it came to Congress, the House of Representatives.
Yes.
You know, when people begin to abuse power, that's when power is snatched and
taken. That's right, that's right.
And God begins to hand deliver it to the people who are going to actually be integral when it comes to their power and do what God says.
That's right.
We need good leadership.
That's right.
And especially men and women of God.
That's right.
You know,
integral and ethical.
That's right. That's true. That's definitely true. Because, you know, we get a lot of people, you know, they're getting things and they're, you know, doing all kinds of sorts of things. But
that's right.
What I just draw towards you because I know you by the Spirit.
Yes.
You know, we don't need to know nobody by the flesh anyway. I know her by the Spirit.
Yes.
And when God showed me her spirit, my spirit connected immediately to say, you know, I'm going to vote for her because I know when God tells me someone is going to say what they do and do what they say, that's what's needed.
Yes.
Don't tell me you're going to do this, that, and the other, and then when you get in the office, you do something else.
That's right.
You know, it's all about you funding you and your business
that's
and your family and this. It's not about the community.
Right. That's
so
right.
So now, what was it that really, really said, you know what, I need to jump in here?
Well, number one, I have a passion and a drive just to help people.
Right.
I've always been a helper. I've always had a shelter that I've came in and got some people that was homeless that stayed in my home for the last 20 years.
Oh,
so I've always had the ability to help people. But I'm going to tell you something that really fueled me.
Okay, testify.
Yeah, really? Now, I had no idea of really running for politics or running for this office. But we started out as a grassroots movement.
Oh,
and in doing that, me and my team, we went out and we was knocking on doors. And what really, and the reason why I say powered by the people, because that's what fueled me.
Right.
And
right.
So it really got me kind of, you know, fueled, because every door, almost every door we knocked upon, they didn't even know who their representative was.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So I knew then that I was in the right place
right.
at the right time and
right.
in the right season
right.
to be
right.
in office.
Right. You know, because, you know, people are not coming down
yes.
off of their pedestals. They're
That's
not coming
right.
down. You know, it looks like it's a place of prestige.
That's right.
And, you know, it's a place of you're higher up. So why come down?
That's
but that's
right.
where we need to stay down there
that's
on
right.
the ground in the community.
That's right.
Finding out what's needed so we can make that change.
That's right.
And our vote is what's counting.
That's right.
Not the sticks, not the stones,
mm-hmm.
you know, not the rioting. It's the vote.
It's the vote
that counts.
You have to be relatable to the people.
Right.
You have to be relatable to your constituents.
Right.
And so and also not just being relatable, but being transparent.
Right.
And listening to the concerns and the issues.
Right.
And I had the opportunity to go down to the rally in Tally.
Okay.
And so one of the things and one of my political focuses is public education.
Oh, yes.
Our children deserve
That's
quality
right.
education.
That's right.
And so one of the things that I will be fighting for is for our schools to be fully funded. And so when our schools are fully funded,
right.
that means it's a domino effect.
Right.
That means the teachers are paid good. That means
right.
that we're invested in our children, our quality education, their books,
right.
technology.
Right.
We've moved away from that.
Right.
And it was really saddened me when I was on the bus going down with some of the teachers and some of the frustrations they were having because
right.
it's not about the curriculum anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They are gotcha. Really testing. The children are being tested. They're coming to school not learning the curriculum, but they're being tested, and the teachers are preparing them just to take a test,
oh,
not preparing them
wow.
for the future.
Right.
And
right.
so that saddens me. We have to change
right.
the dynamic of our children's education.
Right. And as a parent,
you know,
we've been to those parent-teacher conferences.
That's right.
You know, we've had to sit at the table and do the homework.
That's right.
You know, we've gotten ready for those tests
That's
and
right.
waiting on those scores to come back
That's
to
right.
see if our children have gone, not what they did all year, if
That's
they're
right.
going to pass that test.
That's right.
So we've been there and done that
That's
to
right.
see, you know, this has to be a change. This is an area
That's
of
right.
focus. You know, because if you never sat at that table
mm-hmm.
with those children
That's right.
and, you know, or gotten that parent-teacher conference about these tests that's coming
That's
up,
right.
it's not about all the homework, like
That's
you
right.
said, all years about this test.
Right.
So there has to be
there
some kind of change, and you're that advocate for that
That's
change.
Right. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be transparent. My
right.
children are, you know, I have adult children. I have a
right.
27-year-old.
Right.
I have a 21-year-old, and I have a 19-year-old. But I have grandchildren,
right.
and my 9-year-old granddaughter, she has really been promoted but can't read. She's reading on a kindergarten level.
Jesus.
Something has to be wrong when you're reading on a kindergarten level, but
right.
you're in the third grade.
Right, right.
And
right.
so we have to change, you know, the dynamics of when our children go to school, we have to invest in their education. We have to.
Also, I noticed. Because I have I have adult children
yeah.
too, and I have a grandchild, and I have a 10-year-old daughter. What I notice, what's different now in the school systems that they don't have now, they had a lot more after-school
That's
tutoring.
That's right.
You know, all that funding is now
mm-hmm.
gone. You know, that my older adult children
That's
were
right.
able to, you know, get the tutoring, get the help
That's right.
that they needed to go on to that next grade, and now that's all gone.
Right.
You know, so it's like almost setting up
mm-hmm.
for failure.
That's right.
You know, or allowing some children to
mm-hmm.
fall through the cracks.
That's
I mean,
right.
I thank God that I was able to get my children in a private school. And everybody's not fortunate.
No,
everybody's not fortunate for private schools. And, you know, and that's only because with my adult children, it was fine for them to go to public school.
That's right.
It was fine. But now, my grandson and my 10-year-old, oh, no, they're going to private school. We ain't going to be able to do that.
That's right.
You know, because of all... they're falling through the cracks.
They are.
You know,
they are.
And the teachers are overloaded and underpaid
as
well.
That's right.
You know, this homeschooling thing, you know, just gave me a whole new respect.
Right. Because truth be told, I pulled my granddaughter out of public school.
Okay.
And I homeschooled her. She needed that one-on-one.
Right, right.
Because,
right.
you know, you have the teachers, they're overloaded with children.
That's
so
right.
they don't have that
right.
focus,
right.
that individual focus
right.
on the children. And
right.
so I put her out last year just to give her that one-on-one, and she did a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
Because our teachers don't have the time
right.
to sit and actually do a one-on-one
right.
with the student.
Right. And they don't have the assistance like
that's
they used
right.
to. You know, when my children were my older children. And that's right. When we did that COVID-19
yes.
and the children were home, because that forced me to do it, you know. Well, I thank God I got older
yes.
children to help me, you know, because
yes.
I got a lot of going on in my schedule. But my child did do a lot better
right.
than she did as if she was sitting in front
yes.
of a teacher. And then, you know, it made me, you know, have to go back and
that's
say, okay,
right.
it's a whole nother different
that's
ball
right.
game with math. And, you know, everything is so different than when we
it,
grew
it
up.
Is.
But
it
the
is.
Thing is that, you know, homeschooling, like mm-hmm. I said, out of different respect, because you have to really, really be there
that's
and spend
right.
that time with these children.
Right.
And like
that's
you said,
right.
teachers don't really have that time. And if there's no funding, you know, one
right.
one teacher to 30 students,
right.
you don't have all that time
that's
for
right.
all the children. So like I said, I had a whole nother
mm-hmm.
respect for teachers. In fact,
that's
I
right.
went in and I said, you need to give them some raises. Because
that's
I live
right.
here.
I appreciate you teachers.
Right.
Trust me, I appreciate.
Give them some raises.
Yes.
Because look, if I can't have no belt right by me.
look, Apostle, I even found out my granddaughter's in the third grade. I couldn't do some of her work. I say, Lord, I
right,
want something.
Right, right. And it is. So it's a whole nother
yes,
respect.
It
and,
is.
And I'm excited about that because it is definitely needed for our future generations,
that's right.
you know.
The Joshua generation.
Right, the most definitely that Joshua generation that are coming up, that behind
mm-hmm. yes.
these other children, are like our grandchildren, their children.
That's
so
right.
We're going to have to get that together.
Yes.
And also, I know you had talked about medical, too, as
yes.
well. Oh, that's so important.
Yes, I have been in the medical field for the last 20-odd
right.
years. I worked on the diagnostic side of healthcare. I worked for Quest Diagnostics. I actually retired on December 19th, 2019.
Oh, wow. Congratulations on the retirement for your next work.
Yes, for my next work, because this was important.
Right.
This race was important
yes,
for me.
Is.
This political platform was important to me, to where I said, you know what, I'm going to give it all I have.
That's right.
And so I wanted to focus on this political platform. But being in the medical field,
okay.
I sat on the opposite side when some of my patients would come in
right.
and I would have to deny service because they couldn't afford it. They couldn't afford those medically needed tests.
Right.
And so that's really sad, and when they really need it but
right.
can't afford it.
Right.
And so I'm advocating for affordable health care
right.
with the Medicaid expansion
right.
because there are
right.
so many Floridians who without Medicaid.
Right. Right.
Without Medicaid.
Right. And with dental as
that's
well.
That's right.
You know, because your teeth is just as important
right.
after you 18.
Right. That's
you
right.
know. Them teeth will kill you
right.
now. If you
can, that's right.
You have to take care of your teeth, and if you don't have the insurance
sure.
or you can't afford it, you know, then it leaves you to a place where you know
that's right.
You're going. You're going to let
right.
it go. You know, do you pay to get your cavity filled, or you
right.
going to pay your house note
that's
or
right.
your light bill? You know, so it is definitely definitely needed.
That's
you
right.
You know, and I commend you. You know about. So if a person did want to begin to get into be a candidate,
mm-hmm.
what do you need to do?
Well, to be honest, I'm new to this.
Right.
And so the one thing that I would have to say is make your connections.
Right.
Mine was a little different.
Right.
I didn't have anybody that was tied into politics.
Right.
So I went in without knowing what to do.
Oh,
and so, yes. And so one of the things you want, yes, you want to make sure that you stay connected. Whatever
right.
party you're in, you stay connected to that party. And so with me going to the Democratic Party meetings, with me going to the Black Caucus meetings,
right.
I was able to kind of connect for people to know who I am.
Right.
So when you're a newcomer, because I wasn't, you know, geared toward politics.
Right.
I've never
like
did
the family
right,
generation.
Right, the generation.
Right.
No one in my family is in politics.
Right.
So it was all new to me. And I'm still learning.
Right.
I'm still learning
right.
on how to help my constituents.
Right, right.
And
right.
so listen, I'm one that will fight tooth and nail.
Oh, yeah.
I'm small in stature, but I pack, listen, my voice is so powerful.
Amen, amen. And that's something that the Lord showed me, too. You've always been a fighter, you know, and people would take your size
mm-hmm.
for granted.
That's
you know,
right.
Think, oh, my God.
That's right.
And that's when they find out you on the you got the biggest fight. You,
right.
you thought you was fighting somebody
weak. That's right.
But you got a bear on your
I don't
hand. You
give
got
up.
A tiger, a lion on your hand.
I don't give up.
And that's what's needed. Someone that's not going to give up. You know,
right.
somebody's going to look forward to our future. You know,
right.
we're not just living for today. We're
no,
living
for
tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, 10 years, 20
right.
years.
That's right.
That's what we're living for. And to have, like I said, a woman of God,
yes.
a co-pastor, you know, a woman of service, that's already been in this role.
Yes.
You
Can
know?
I say something?
Go
Apostle,
ahead.
I believe that this is the season where God is preparing so many believers
oh,
to actually take a political platform.
Oh.
Because when you're a believer, you come with wisdom.
Yes.
And so it's time that our government has sufficient wisdom.
Right. Amen.
That wisdom
yes.
comes across, and so our government can run off of wisdom.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Our
that's
government.
Awesome. And it's nothing like godly wisdom.
Yes.
You know, because we can have the wisdom of the world.
That's right.
But when you have a godly wisdom,
yes.
it's a whole nother
that's
ball game.
Right.
You handle things different.
That's right.
You know, you treat things different.
That's
and,
right.
You know, we don't take things for granted.
That's
and like
right.
you said, being ethical and
integral.
You
that's
know,
right.
when you are a woman of God,
right.
you know, because you got people looking at you.
That's right.
And
that's right.
going to come behind you.
That's right.
And also say, now, if she did it as
that's
a pioneer
right.
trailblazer and she made it,
right.
I can probably do it
right.
too.
And truth be told, I hate the cameras. I hate the live videos. So I knew it had to be God because I don't like doing this. I'm the
right.
behind the scene type of girl.
Right. And I totally understand that, you know, because people look for mistakes.
That's right.
You know,
that's
they
right.
look for
that's
something.
Right.
You know, I tell my kids and I tell people all the time, you know, people who post a lot of stuff, they're not looking at you. They're looking at what's around
that's
you.
That's right.
They're looking at what they can find out,
that's
you know,
right.
to pinpoint something. So you got to be careful when you're out
that's
there,
right.
you know, and what you're putting out there.
That's
you want
right.
to package it up in the right way.
That's right.
Because people are always looking
always
for
looking.
Something. So now here it is. How long have you been in ministry?
I've been in ministry for 16 years.
Oh, wow.
16 years.
Okay.
16
so,
years.
Seasoned in ministry and surely going to be seasoned in politics
yes.
as well. You know, and I was talking with a friend of mine and I was saying how, you know, I understand people are upset and they're
right.
angry, you know, right now as we're going through the
rioting
but
looting.
This is where you begin.
That's right.
Getting into Congress,
that's
getting into
right.
the House of Representatives to make the
change. That's right.
You know, to bring about change in laws, you
and
know,
accountability.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And also in the police force,
that's
in the police
right.
system.
That's
you know,
right.
you could be that voice. You can be
mm-hmm.
that change. You know,
that's right.
you can be the sheriff. You can be, you know,
that's
we,
right.
we can do this thing,
we
you
can.
Know, to make that change.
That's right.
You know,
I am a change agent.
Amen. Amen. And when you have the fire of God, it's
that's
going to
right.
bring about some change. It's going, you know, our works are tried by
fire
to see what sort of it is.
That's right.
And when God bring a fire, it's going to burn
it's
down whatever
know, that's right.
not right.
That's
it's
right.
going to burn it down.
That's
now, don't
right.
forget, we're going to take some calls.
Yes.
Now, don't forget. Now, we're going to pray for some people as well. But this is Tamiette Thomas, and she's running for District
15.
And we want you to go out and vote.
Yes.
And I'm Apostle Laura Campbell from the Prophetic Institute and Healing Center right at 1436 Edgewood Avenue West. right next door to the Household of Faith, right behind the Edgewood Avenue Post Office. And once again, our address, 1436 Edgewood Avenue West, Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m. Now, also, give the address to y'all church.
It is 5913 Normandy Boulevard. 5913 Normandy Boulevard.
And what's the church name again?
Innovative Empowerment Church.
Amen. And that's where you'll find co-pastor Tamiette Thomas as well. Because I know sometimes we can have questions,
that's
you know.
Right. That's
sometimes
right.
We want to know a little bit more, you know.
Right.
We want to find out. And that's, you know, a good place, a good
that's
platform
right.
that they can come up,
that's right.
you know, and hug you and,
oh,
and say,
yes.
you know what?
I'm touchable. I'm touchable.
I am too. I'm that type of person. You
that's
know,
right.
we show ourselves friendly that we may obtain friends
that's
too
right.
as well.
That's
you
right.
know, and that's how we need to be
that's
in this
right.
hour.
That's
so
right.
now, when you win, because we already know,
yeah,
you,
I'm gonna
you,
win.
It's a wrap.
It's done.
So when you win, what are you going to do? What's the first? What is your first thing?
My babies, the
right.
children.
Okay.
The first thing.
Right.
Is
Amen.
Get that funding. Listen, guys. It is so important that when you want to see change, you have to do something about it. It is so imperative that you guys, you get out and vote. It is the statistically said that our millennials don't vote. Listen, get out and vote. Vote for that voice that you hear, that you agree with their platform. I am fighting. I'm fighting for affordable health care with Medicaid expansion. I'm fighting for public education. I'm fighting for economic growth. I'm a small business owner.
Right.
I own a school. And how I give back to the community, every summer in July, I afford 5 students a free opportunity
okay.
to come and obtain a phobotomy wow. certificate.
Oh, wow.
Yes, a
That's
phobotomy
amazing.
Certificate. And I've even partnered with the Jacksonville Housing Authority, Emmett Reed,
okay.
and they bring their clients in and they actually pay for them to come through school.
Oh, wow.
And so this is how I give back to my community. We have to listen. When we have a community that thrives, we have to have a community that we have to understand that our community needs people that to have jobs. In order to have jobs, you need training.
Right.
And so I'm focused on getting training. We have so many people that want to start a business but don't know how. So how do they start it? I want to do workshops,
right.
training.
Right.
I do that now. I'm
right.
a trainer by heart.
Right.
And so I do that now, and that's one of the ways I give back to my community.
Okay. So what is the name of your school?
Universal Phlebotomy Training. It is at 5026 Plymouth Street on the west side of Jacksonville, off of Cassett onto Plymouth.
Phlebotomy
yes.
training.
Yes.
Okay.
Where you draw blood.
That's right. I was going to say
the vampire.
The
sticklers. And I've had that school for 4 years.
Oh,
4 years.
Wow.
I offer the certificate and the certification.
Okay, wonderful,
yes.
wonderful.
And I'm also an adjunct professor at FSCJ.
Okay. Oh, wow. That is amazing.
Yes.
Talking about a full plate and yet still running in
yes.
a race as a campaigner for the House of
yes.
Representatives.
Yes, I'm excited.
15. That is amazing. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the donations, too,
yes.
as well. Because it costs for them.
It
takes a lot of
it
money.
Does.
I realize that, you know, the advertisements, the running,
yes.
the going, you know, it's not cheap,
That's
you know.
Right.
And how do you donate? How do you give unto, because this is a ministry to
it,
as well.
It is.
This is a ministry.
It is. In order to donate, you can visit my website at tthomasflhouse.com. tthomasflhouse.com. If you cannot find that website, you can hit me up on Facebook, Tamiette Thomas. You will find me there. You can even call me and I'll direct you to my assistant and we can take that donation. Listen, I don't care if it's a dollar. I need your help. If you believe in what I'm saying, I need your help to push me into that capital. I need a push. And that push is getting those donations in. I need your help.
And it is important, you know, without support, you know, because I was born and raised in Iowa. I was born and raised in Iowa. I mean, I always say, you know, we already know what you're going to say. Really, are y'all up there too? Yeah, we up there too.
Yes.
So I was born and raised in Iowa, and, you know, my family, they grew things, and you know, I reminded of when my grandmother grew tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
She would stick a stick in the ground, and she would tie the tomatoes up to keep them off the ground. And she called, and it was support. Otherwise, the tomatoes could die on the ground. So it was a representation of anything that needs to live and thrive, it needs support.
Right, that's right.
So
I like
we
that.
We definitely have to support.
Yes.
Because if you don't support it, you know, we can get somebody in there that does not care about
that's right.
They do not care
and
about
and watch this. You're going to see me after the race. It's the only time you see those elected, not all, but some, is during the campaign and when it's time to vote. But I'm one, you're going to see me after I get elected.
Right.
Because I'm going to be
right.
in my community.
Right, right. And we got to keep our ears to
that's
the street.
Right.
You got to keep your ears to the ground.
That's right.
You know, to be able to know what's really, really going
that's
on.
Right.
Because once we cross one hurdle,
that's
there should
right.
be another hurdle.
That's right.
You know, we don't just stop at one
that's
thing.
Right.
We're going to keep crossing over all the hurdles, you know, that we can possibly cross. And,
yes.
you know, removing all the mountains and the stumbling blocks
right.
out of the way.
That's right.
For our city of Jacksonville. Now, don't get me wrong. I've been in Florida 20 years. So, you know, I just love, you know, the city of Jacksonville.
Yes.
You know, it's a place that I call home,
oh,
you
right.
know. And you have to be... with your ears to the streets or
that's
to the ground
right.
to really,
right.
really make a difference. You know,
mm-hmm.
you got to get out there.
Right.
You got to
that's
know.
That's why I stay connected to the young people.
Right.
I'm drawn to the young people.
Yes.
They're drawn
yes.
to me.
Yes.
You have to know what's going on.
Almost definitely. And times are changing.
Yes.
Media is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Software is changing.
Changing.
Everything is changing. You know, and don't get me wrong. I thank God for the elders that have paved
that's
the
right.
way. But now we're living in a time where...
Mm-hmm.
The millennials.
That's right. It's a takeover. The millennial
right,
takeover.
Right,
and I love it.
Right.
I love it.
And you have to definitely make sure you keep your ears to
that's
the
right. That's
to
right.
know what's going on. What's next? What's
mm-hmm.
the next move? What's
that's
the next
right.
fad? What's the next trend?
That's
you know,
right.
to be up on top of things, you know.
Now,
mm-hmm. we are going to take some calls and pray. We want to pray for you tonight. And I want you to begin to please donate.
Don't.
Now, we're praying. We're going to pray, and I'm going to speak over your life.
Yes.
But I want you to donate. I want you to donate into her campaign. This is so important. I'm a mother. She's a mother. I'm sure we have families or
yes.
other children in our family that's important.
Yes.
Health care is important.
Yes.
What she's standing for is very important
yes.
in this hour. And like I said, those that know me, y'all know I'm a woman of God. I ain't
yes.
gonna ask, I'm not going to give you nothing. You're going to earn it. So, and I've seen, and God has shown me, she is a woman of her word.
Yes.
Otherwise, I don't just put anybody
yes.
and my
and
name attached
you.
To anybody.
Yes.
And that's just because I got to make sure ain't no mess
it
with
mess.
You. Because I don't want
yes.
my name in nothing.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And I know that you are a woman of integrity and of character and a woman of ethics. And I thank God for that. Because we need those people. We need somebody that's
yes.
going to pray.
Yes.
As well.
That's right.
That's going to pray for our city. That's going to lead people
that's
to the
right.
Lord, too, as well.
As well.
You know, because we can't change anybody, everybody,
right.
but if you can just reach one.
Changing laws and changing minds.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen. Now, don't forget, we want to pray for you
yes.
on tonight. We want to prophesy. We want to speak into your life. And I want you to support
yes.
this. I'm telling you, this is a great woman of God. Give her her donations. I know there is a goal, right?
Yes.
There is a goal. Because I think I read it and I shared it, that you have a goal and you have not met that goal.
No,
it's
I have
like
not
you're behind
met that
the goal.
Goal. Yes.
Okay.
I
so that made me get my wallet out.
You did. You
uh-huh.
sure did.
Now, one thing about me, if I said
yes,
I'm going to do
did.
It, I don't.
She was a partaker of what your word.
Right, right. Because
yes,
I'm not going to tell anybody to do something that I'm not willing
yes.
to do. You know? So it's important to me, you know, because... I support her,
that's
and
right.
I want you all to support her, too, as well. Donate. We
right.
want her to exceed exceed her goal.
Yes.
We already know it ain't a, she has her own business.
Yes.
They have their own thing.
Yes.
So it's
and
about,
I just added another business.
Oh, praise God. Amen.
I'm a business coach and transition
coach. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. So this is another aspect that you can get a hold of her on.
Yes.
She has a school for phlebotomy.
Yes.
She has the business coach, life coach.
Yes.
So there's so many entities to her.
Yes.
You know, that you can even connect with her
yes.
on. So reach out to her. She's on Facebook,
yes.
The website.
Yes.
You can call her. You can messenger her. I messenger to myself,
yes.
you know. And I have reached out to her as well.
Yes.
You know, support this ministry because it is. It's a campaign and a ministry. Now, once again, we want to take some calls. That number is 563-999-3060. I want to pray for you. I want to speak into your life. And the woman of God is going to pray too as well. I'm telling y'all, y'all better see this powerful woman of God. She wants to prophesy. She wants to tell you what thus says the Lord. We're going to speak into your life on tonight. That number, once again, is 563-999-3060. Make sure you call in. We want to pray for you. We want to speak, hallelujah, glory
yes.
to God. What thus says the
yes.
Lord, hallelujah. Now, you know, we prophesy, not prophesy. We
That's
are one of
right.
the most, one of the most accurate prophets.
That's
We're
right.
not going to tell you anything that is not of God. We want to build you up and not tear you down.
That's right.
The world tears down.
That's
we
right.
build up.
That's
and
right.
that's what we are going to do on tonight. We want to build you up. By love and kindness is how he draws. And I'm telling you, that's what we want to do. And speak
yeah.
some encouragement, encouraging word, love and kindness into your life. Now that number is up on the screen, 563-999-3060. And we want to shout out to everybody that's
yes.
online, all
yes.
the comments, all the shares. Share this, share
this. Share,
because
share.
We can make sure that she over exceeds her goal. We want to support this race. We want
yes.
to make a difference. We want to make a change. She hit on some areas that's very, very important right now. We need this now,
yes.
as we needed yesterday.
Right.
So support this campaign. And also call in. We want to pray for you. God bless everybody that has joined in and continuously join on the live broadcast with us. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for the ones that are going to donate because I feel like
yes,
you see donations.
Yes, I
feel
do.
Like you're going to oversee
thank
your goal.
Thank you. I receive it.
I feel
it.
Like God is going to have hearts touched on
yes.
tonight to be able to support and
yes.
back this because it is a campaign and
yes,
a ministry.
It is.
You know. Because this is the Spirit of God
That's
that
right.
is leading you into this
yes.
area. You know, it's not like you ain't got enough on your
That's
plate
right.
already.
That's right.
But here it is. We're adding a little bit more icing on the cake.
Yes.
You know, to make sure that God is getting what he needs done for his people.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So be that voice at the voting polls. Be
yes.
that voice to donate and say, woman of God, I
yes.
want to help this.
Yes.
Campaign.
And
this ministry.
And it's so important. My primary is August the 18th. I need you to get out on August the 18th. Get out and vote. You can vote by mail. I need you to vote, vote, vote so I can get there to November 3rd. Amen. Amen.
Amen and amen. So we are definitely going to make sure we get her voted in August. That's
yes.
very important. Get her in there. Hallelujah, glory to God, because you want the Spirit of God in there for
yes.
District 15.
Yes.
Hallelujah, glory to God. And not only is that, you know, important,
That's right.
because you may need something
right.
as well, you know.
That's right.
Hey, Tamiette, I know you're in District 15, but could you, I can't get a hold of my representative.
That's right.
Could you get a
yes.
hold of my representative
mm-hmm.
as well? And that's what was so good about
that's
someone
right.
that's reachable.
That's right.
Everybody's not reachable.
That's right.
Everybody's not going to give you access.
No,
and
I'm reachable.
She's reachable and allowing
yes.
you to have access to her and her team.
That's right.
To make sure the job is done.
And let me tell you, District 15 covers the west side of Jacksonville. It covers Ortega. It covers Riverside. It covers Baldwin. So get out and vote. If you're in those areas, I need your support.
Now you talking about the west side. The
yeah,
west side.
West side, the best side.
My side.
Yes, now I've been on the west side for 20 years.
That's my side now.
Yeah.
So y'all make sure you support this woman. She's been on the west side for 20 years. She is your neighbor. She
yes.
is your friend. She is your pastor. She is your woman of God that's going to pray as well. Now we want to take some calls once again. Call in, y'all. Call in. I don't know what's taking y'all so long.
They donate.
Oh, they donate.
They donate.
Okay. Well, if you donate, we can understand why you're not calling in, because this is so important.
Right.
We want her to exceed
yes.
her goal. We want it to go so far wow. beyond that she'll have all the advertisements
yes.
she's needing.
Yes.
She'll have all the support to
yes.
you know to pay the team. Because, you know, some people don't mind
that's right.
volunteering, and then some people we're going to have
that's
to pay
right.
too as well.
And my whole team is not being paid.
Oh, wow. So we want to make sure, you know.
They did
the
it
goal.
Because they believe. They believe in and in this political platform. They
oh,
believe
wow.
in it. They believe in District 15.
Okay. And also, if you would like to be a volunteer.
Yes.
Do they?
Yes, you can go on my website, click volunteer, and you can sign up that way. If you need a yard sign, you could also go to the website at tthomasflhouse.com.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to need a yard sign.
Yes.
Yeah, and we want some by the church, too, as
yes.
well. To make sure that we support. So that's what I need to do is go on the website
yes.
so I can get those yard signs.
We personally know each other.
Okay, okay. So that's very, very important that we support the ministry as much as possible. You know, with your donation. She said even if you get $1, that's going to help.
It goes a long way.
Yeah, that's going to help. And it's important. Now, once again, that phone number is 563-999-3060. We have a caller. Last four digits of the caller's number, 8135.